At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Matt Foster. Matt, it's great to talk with you again, and thank you, FMC, for sponsoring my coverage of the Ag Media Summit this year. I think at this point, since we're, you know, kind of getting towards the end of this season, looking ahead to next year, it's not a bad time to put forth some ideas for growers to think about in terms of how they're going to handle weed control. And one of those ways that I think FMC has some good research and data on is pre-plant options. Why don't we just start there and tell us a little bit about this whole concept?
Well, there's no question, Chuck. This past year, I mean, all across the Corn Belt, I mean, guys are still feeling the pain. Weed control has been horrific. Conditions have been brutal. And they're probably already thinking, hey, what can I do differently next year? And while we're still continuing to see a much increased use of pre-emergent herbicides, I think those will continue to go up. And it's really for many growers today, it's getting to the point where that's their only option.
So tell us a little bit about this concept and what makes it something they maybe ought to be thinking about as they look to next year.
Well, for starters, I want to clarify that this is not their salvation. I think it's a very important tool in their weed management program. But when you're talking about the true populations that we've got out there right now of resistant water hemp and Palmer pigweed and mare's tail, and the list goes on, the seed bank is now, it's so large. They really need to be thinking in terms of an entire weed management strategy, and use of pre-emergent herbicides is just one tool.
It just should fit in with an entire strategy then.
Absolutely. I mean, there now, this doesn't fit everywhere in the country, but there's, you know, we're really looking at a function of no-till in many of these cases. I mean, again, water hemp, Palmer pigweed, mare's tail, I mean, these are no-till weeds. They love a no-till environment, and we've seen these populations explode. So they might want to consider pulling a plow one time to help control that seed bank a little bit and at least start off with a reduced population next year. Those are the type of things that growers need to be thinking about when they're thinking about 2013.
What does FMC offer as far as products that fit into this strategy?
So our primary offer is the Authority line of herbicides, and we've got four different products that are used depending on what part of the country you're in and what your soil type and weed spectrum is. But one thing to be thinking about here in the next couple months is going to be fall applications. We see those a lot in Indiana, Ohio, so lower Ohio River Valley, and then again into the mid-Mississippi River Valley. And using an application of a pre-emerge like Authority in the fall does a great job of really giving a wider planting window in the spring, as well as helping reduce some of those winter annual populations, and really trying to get a head start on controlling mare's tail as well.
So we just want to point people to their local FMC representative or retailer, right?
No question. They can go see their local FMC Star retailer or go to www.fmccrop.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Matt. We've been visiting once again, and this time we are at the Ag Media Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.